Good start for the Dukes, again, who won the toss and opted to take the ball, which is something we're not accustomed to seeing them do. And we talked about the stress, the importance, but the passing early. You know, sometimes you have to throw to set up the run. And, again, this is a Richmond team that's not giving up very many yards on the ground. They're allowing 58 yards on the ground. The Dukes, a 7-0 lead, already 75 total yards, and 64 of those coming through the air. The Spiders are yielding this year 188 yards. Now, the Dukes, again, they're pretty stingy against the run as well, only 38 yards on the ground. And the Dukes are giving up just under 190 through the air. So it's going to be challenged here today against a really good offense for Richmond, as Aaron Dykes, the starting running back, will be dropping that deep. Also, Savon Smith, the other running back. So there's two starting running backs. A little unusual to see both of them back there. This might be speaking to some of the depth that they don't have today.
They're both very dangerous return folks. Of course, the big play in that drive, the 46-yard catch of Thornton.
But a big catch by Reggie Brown as well.
Well, that's true. And think about the third down conversion, yeah, you know, back to Bracey. So there's three passes, yep, in that drive that made a big difference.
The Dukes in front, 7-0. Connor Madden kicking off, end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded at the 3-yard line by Dykes. He gets across the 15, gets hit hard and knocked down at the 20-yard line. Coming in,
Chris Chekwanuki,
to make that stop. Chekwanuki, who missed a good portion of last season with an injury. It actually wasn't healthy to get to start the season this year. Comes up with a big play, and the Dukes get a big stop on special teams. So first and 10 for Richmond. Joe Mancuso, the starting quarterback, 6'2", 215-pounder, a redshirt senior. He'll send three receivers to the left and one to the right. Dykes will be the running back to his right from a shotgun formation. Mancuso takes a snap, looks to throw. Pressure coming. He scrambled and going to be sacked back across the 15 at the 14-yard line. That is a Food Lion sack to give back another 1,000 meals feeding our friends and neighbors here in the Harrisonburg area, thanks to Food Lion.
I mean, the line, it just collapsed. It imploded on top of Mancuso. Up the middle comes Carpenter. From the outside, Mikhail Kamara. I'm not sure who's going to end up with it. That's more
Carpenter.
Of a team. Maybe Carpenter.
Yeah. I think Carpenter was the guy that got him down, but you're right. It was five guys pinching down. So second and long for Richmond. They are at their own 14-yard line, second and 17. Shotgun again with twin receivers left, twin to the right. Mancuso hands the ball to Dykes. He's going to be tripped up after a gain of up to the 16-yard line. It's only two, bringing it third down and 15.
Good line surge there by the Dukes, holding up the edge run to the outside. And who was that? It was that Wesley McCormick who came in off the corner to make that tackle. So up front, Green, Carpenter, Thurston, and Kamara.
Abby.
Azanima, Tucker Dorsey, McCormick, Q Reed.
Third down and long for Richmond. Third and 15. Empty backfield. Three receivers left. Two to the right. Watch Mancuso to keep this ball himself, possibly. Takes a snap. Going to call his own number. And he gets hit hard and knocked down for no gain. M.J. Hampton from the left side of the defense knocks down Mancuso for no gain.
But give credit to that defensive front. They cleared everybody out. M.J. Hampton had a clean shot at the quarterback, Mancuso. Taurus Carroll is the other starter defensively on the corner. And it'll be fourth down and 15, and the first punt of the afternoon.
Coming in to punt, Andrew Lopez averaging 38 yards through the air. Jack Schroba standing across midfield at the JMU 46-yard line. Richmond trying to scramble some players around on the line. Lopez standing at his own 1-yard line. Play clock is at 4-3, takes a snap, one step, and boots it away. Schroba's going to have a chance, fields it at the 45, cuts to the JMU sideline, across midfield, across the 45. Schroba cuts, gets across the 35, and finally drug down at the 31-yard line. They're going to call it right at the 30. So the Dukes starting first and 10 with a very short field, thanks to Jack Schroba.
24 yards on that return, and it was a line drive enough kick. He made one move to the outside. Did Jack Schroba towards the JMU bench, going right to left, and the Dukes get this short field, Dave, at the 30-yard line, leading 7-0, 12:29 left to go, or 10:09 left to go, first quarter.
You need to strike here if you can with a short field. You want touchdown. You want to put Richmond down 14-0. And credit number 11, Antonio Webb, with the block that freed up Schroba. First and 10, Dukes from their 35-yard line. Johnson hands it off to a Jay Obasay, sidesteps one tackler, trips through another one and falls across the 25-yard line down to the 23. for a pickup of 7.
Yeah, but 4 or 5 of those yards were yards after contact, after he got hit and got his hand down. They went right in behind Cole Potts, that freshman, between he and JT Timming up front for the Dukes.
Jay Obese remains the running back to the left of Cole Johnson. And the shotgun on 2nd and 3. Play action, throws out. Cheetah makes the catch, makes a man, tries to make a man miss. Crawls up to the 20-yard line. It's going to be shy of the first down, I believe, by about a half a yard.
Maybe only a football's length shy.
But, again, the Dukes working the outside, Clint. We talked about this in our pregame show. They tried to set up a little screen over there. Pass was not maybe where it needed to be. Cheetah had to turn around to get it. If he catches in on the run, he's probably going to clear the 20-yard line easily.
7 people tight in the box on that play. Cole Johnson made the choice to go outside away from the traffic.
3rd down and less than a yard for the Dukes. Just outside the red zone. Hand off to a Jay Obese. Dancing through traffic, picks up the 1st down, and Moore breaks another tackle and squirts across the 15-yard line. They're going to say the knee went down at the 15, but it's another Ergies cheesesteak 1st down for the Dukes, their 4th of the afternoon.
And one of Percy Ajobase's finest qualities since he arrived here at JMU is 99.9% of the time his yardage are forward. He rarely gets caught deep, and he gives you 2nd and 3rd effort, and he has fresh legs. He did not play in the William & Mary ballgame.
The rushing touchdown from Jay Obese earlier was only the 3rd of the year relented by Richmond. 1st and 10 for the Dukes inside the Shenandoah Valley Airport red zone. Flag comes down, handoff to Jay Obese. His flag's all over the field, actually. 2 coming down. I think this is going to be against JMU.
Head linesman on the near sideline threw the first flag.
Yeah, procedural penalty is what it's going to be.
Illegal substitution. Offense. Number 16 withdrew and came back in. 5-yard penalty. First down.
So you cannot leave the field and re-enter.
That's Matt Overton, and Coach Signetti not happy about the call. So the Dukes are going to be backed up facing a 1st and 15 at the lip of the Shenandoah Valley red zone. The Dukes in front 7-0, 8:29 remaining here in the first quarter. Scott Bracey's going to come back in. He and Antoine Wells Jr. and Chris Thornton will go to the right.
Take out a tight end.
Cheatham lined up on the end of the line, left side. Ajay Obese, the running back, on 1st and 15 for the Dukes from the Richmond 20. Play out, you know, it's going to be a handoff to Ajay Obese, drug down from behind for a loss of a yard.
Richmond read it well, flowed to the right side, getting in there defensively is their preseason All-American Kobe Turner, 6'3", 285, the redshirt junior.
2nd and 16 for the Dukes from the Richmond 21-yard line. Juwan Hamilton comes in to spell Ajay Obese. Bracey and Thornton to the right side. Antoine Wells Jr. one-on-one coverage to the left. Shotgun formation on 2nd and 16 for the Dukes, leading 7-0 here in the first quarter. Snap. Johnson looks to throw. Plenty of time. Throws out. Caught on the run. Thornton makes the catch. Crosses the 15-yard line. And has to be tackled out of bounds at the 10. So it'll bring it 3rd down and 5 for JMU.
Chris Thornton delayed coming across the middle. You saw Cole Johnson looking further down the field, and then he realized that he had the check down pass right over the center. And, of course, Thornton took it back to make it a manageable 3rd down play.
The 3rd and 5 for the Dukes. 7-18 and counting here in the first quarter. JMU leading 7-0, trying to tack on more points here. You'd love to get a touchdown. 3rd and 5, the Dukes. On the afternoon, 2 of 2 on 3rd down. Johnson takes a snap, pressure coming, steps up, throws toward the end zone, and it's incomplete as he was hit as he threw.
It was good pressure up the middle that time, as coming hard was Darius Reynolds and Kobe Turner up the middle, and got into the legs of Cole Johnson, caused that pass to be a little bit short. Tyler Dressler, their fine senior linebacker, had a shot at that, but he was an arm's length away of intercepting.
So Ethan Rackey coming on to make try to attempt a short field goal. This is going to be a 27-yard attempt from the left hash, kicking to the right, trying to make it a 10-point lead. Kyle Davis to snap. Alex Miller puts the ball down. The kick is on its way. It is airborne, and it is good. So the Dukes add 3 more, and Ethan Rackey now owns the CAA record for field goals in a career with 65. 10-0 JMU on top of Richmond. 7 minutes to play first quarter. We're back after this timeout on the Low Fiber Broadcast Network.